It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haff. Chris, as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. On this one, we're going to go back to the holiday, July 4th of 1975. The Giants are in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine, and it is John the Count Montefusco, 25 years old, against Andy Messersmith for the Dodgers, and there are 52,621 at Chavez Ravine to see this one. Game one of the series, Don Sutton had beat Pete Falcone. Giants are 38-41, and they're going with the count in this one, in a game they'd like to win against Andy Messersmith.
That crowd you mentioned, Marty, 52,000. I mean, Giants-Dodgers rivalry was still very much alive. It was inflamed further by John Montefusco. He had gone on some radio station in Los Angeles predicting that he would beat the Dodgers and shut them out.
The day before, I was on AM San Francisco, and I told everybody in San Francisco, watch the game tomorrow. I'm going to shut out the Dodgers. And then when I flew down to L.A., I got on L.A. radio, the Dodger radio, and I says, come out and see your Dodgers tonight because I'm going to shut you out. All right?
Pretty brash guy, John Montefusco, but he got jacked up for those games against the Dodgers.
Well, the lineups in this one, Giants, Von Joshua, Daryl Thomas, Bobby Mercer, this is 1975 now, Willie Montanez, Chris Spier, Gary Thomason, Steve Ontiveros, Dave Rader, and John Montefusco. For the Dodgers, still coming off 74 where they won the pennant and lost the World Series against the A's, Lopes, Buckner, the toy cannon, Jimmy Wynn, Garvey, Say, Hale, Russell, Steve Yeager, and Andy Messersmith. Wow, what a lineup. That Montefusco, as you say, Chris, a very brash guy. He had made his debut against the Dodgers on September 3rd of 74. Ron Bryant started that game, was knocked out in the first inning with four runs, and they brought in the count. Well, the count proceeded to go nine innings in that one, six hits, a run, five walks, seven strikeouts. The Giants come back and win the game 9-5.
I ended up pitching all nine innings, hitting a home run my first time at bat, and I really got involved in that Dodger-Giant rivalry. And you know, they talk about that Boston-Yankee rivalry. There's nothing better than a Giant-Dodger rivalry. It's pretty good.
So he always had that spot in his heart against the Dodgers.
Certainly did. And Dodger fans responded to him by booing him mercilessly every time he appeared on the mound. So it was a charged atmosphere there at Dodger Stadium, Marty. I was not there, but I watched just about every pitch of it. I do remember on television, and I was just about as pound up as I've ever been to watch a regular season game.
Very exciting, very exciting. Well, here's the way it goes. Montefusco's in trouble the whole game. The Dodgers second, first and second, one out. He gets Russell and Yeager to get out of the inning. The L.A. third, first and second, two out. He gets Steve Garvey on a fly ball to center. The Giants finally break through in the fifth to give the count a run. Joshua flies to left. Daryl Thomas gets hit by a pitch. Mercer gets a base hit. It's first and third. And Willie Montanez gets him in on a fielder's choice, and that's the run that they give Montefusco, 1-0. In the San Francisco sixth, Gary Thomason tries to get a run, but the toy cannon, Jimmy Cannon, throws him out at the plate on a single by Dave Rader. The Dodgers come back, and they keep pounding away at the count, but he is steadfast here. In the Giants' eighth, Chris Spier hits into a double play with the bases loaded to end the inning, so we go to the Dodger eighth, and Garvey gets a one-out triple, and the count gets Ron Say in a ground to the third. He gets Hale in a pop-up to second, and that's it in the eighth. Well, he comes out for the ninth. There's no question he's coming out there. Gets Russell on a ground out. Manny Mota on a pinch hit. He grounds out. Leron Lee Davey gets a base hit in the count. Wild pitches in the second. It's only a 1-0 game. Davey Lopes gets the walk, and the count looks in. It's Bill Buckner, an excellent hitter. He would be a famous person in about another 10 or 11 years. But he gets him on a pop-up to first.
It was the ninth inning. I had first and second and one out, and the people in the stands are pounding their feet. The mound is bouncing up and down. I mean, I was tired, and I wasn't sure if I was going to make it through there. And the last batter was Bill Buckner, all right? And I had 3-1 on him, and I threw a fastball over the top. I says, please, God, let him hit it. And he popped out to Willie Montanez, who did the snatch catch. That was the third out of the inning. Buckner took his helmet. He threw it on the ground. It bounced back up. It hit him above the eyebrow, and he got 10 stitches.
And the count beats the Dodgers and Messersmith to run his record to 6-3, 1-0 in a game, Chris, that not only was it fun because of Montefusco, but he was in trouble so many times, and he was the guy to get out of it.
He was a guy, Marty, who I believe was not drafted, signed as an undrafted free agent. He had a trial with the Yankees, and some Yankee scout told him, we'll keep an eye on you. And as the count liked to say, I guess they're still keeping an eye on me. He was so motivated to excel after that underdog type beginning to his professional career, and it would come pouring out against the Dodgers.
He ends up in his career with the Yankees in San Diego. It ends in 1986. As a big leaguer, 90 and 83, but the Giants from years 74 to 80, he was 59-62, 185 games with a very good earned run average of 3.20. So that was the count. He ends up that season Rookie of the Year. How about that? Fourth in the Cy Young. This is a, 1975. 243 innings pitched, 11 homers, 288 earned run average. 15-9 he ends up, and he's Rookie of the Year, 215 strikeouts, and he beats out Gary Carter for Rookie of the Year. So 75, a magic year for Montefusco. He will go on to pitch a no-hitter later on that we'll talk about at some point, but this was a good one. This was a good one. July 4th of 75, 52,000, 621, 2 hours 48 minutes, trouble all over the place, and the count wins it 1-0.
I wish I could have played on one team my whole life, and that would have been the San Francisco Giants. But, things happen. We weren't winning. I wasn't winning. People need changes every now and then. And, I was traded to the Braves, ended up with the Padres for a couple of years, and finished with the Yankees. And, but as the song goes, I left my heart here in San Francisco. This is where I started, and I wish I could have stayed here.
The Giant fans didn't have much to cheer about in those days. The count gave them a lot to yell and scream over on this particular day.
This was a good one. All right, Marty Lurie, Chris Haft of MLB.com. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being in the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for three generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.